You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
Hey, mister, come over here for a minute. I saw you watching me and the other middle school cheerleaders at the softball game. You come here every week. Whenever I glance your way, you blush and suddenly look away because you've been staring at me, haven't you? I bet you don't even pay attention to the game's score, do you, pervert? See? You're doing it right now. You're not even looking at my face. You're staring at my overdeveloped jugs. It's okay. I don't mind, really. I'm kind of used to the attention by now. Puberty hit me over the summer, and it hit me hard. Kind of like how you're getting now, huh? I've got the biggest tits in middle school, even though I'm so short and only 13. Want to try to guess what my cup size is? D cup! Yay, correct! I might actually give you some extra service for free. Right. As if. I don't give anything away for free, mister. All the boys and girls call me a slut and a whore behind my back, so I might as well be one. It's not my fault my tits got so big and my cute ass so plump. But okay, whatever. I'm the bounciest girl in middle school, so I might as well profit from it like my mommy does from her big fake tits. Come over here to the public toilet. If you pay me $5 whole, I'll watch you stroke your stinking perverted cock. Yeah, I'm totally serious. Come on, pay up. I'll even get on my knees and unzip it for you, just for guessing my boob size correctly. All right, let's get this party started. Ew, that's so gross. At least you keep it clean. Come on, start stroking already. Do you think I want to stare at that disgusting cock all day? Here's some lube I keep in my purse for situations like this. Go on, lube yourself up and stroke off to a 13-year-old middle schooler, you fucking dirty pedophile. What? You want me to praise your filthy penis? That'll be another $5 whole. Well, it's a pleasure doing business with you. Wow, you've got a gorgeous cock, mister. It's the biggest cock I've ever seen. And you're stroking it so good. You must be a professional masturbator. Come on, mister. Tell me about the porn sites you surf. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know about that site. Tell me about the picture tags you search for. Wow, you are a pervert. That's disgusting. I mean, it's kind of a given that you're a pedophile, since you're here in this public toilet beating off to a middle schooler. But oh my goodness. To think you'd jerk off at home while looking at that kind of stuff?
Mister, do you want me to clutch a stuffed animal or play with my coloring book from my red backpack? I'm too young and stupid to know you're a child molester.
What else gets you off, huh? Tell me. Really? Cheating wives is something a lot of my clients get off to. Pay up another $5 whole and I'll make up some lies about your wife. I'll warn you, though. I'm pretty nasty. Who knows? Maybe the lies I'll tell you are actually true. If I were married to you, I'm pretty sure I'd cheat behind your back every chance I'd get. And I'd be so clever at it, you'd never catch on in a million years. Cha-ching! Thank you very much. And do you want me to call you Daddy, too? You know the routine if the answer is yes. Wow, your perverted cock twitched so much at the slight mention of it. The mere thought of beating off in front of your 13-year-old daughter really gets you off.
Daddy, may I have more allowance money? Pretty please?
You sick fuck. You don't even have to admit it. Just keep stroking while I tell you all about what Mommy has been up to while you're at the office.
Your cock is so beautiful, Daddy. Way better looking than that hideous, veiny, 12-inch, big, black cock that Mommy plays with when you're not home. I hide and peek around the corner. There's Mommy again, on her knees, sucking that big, fat, black cock. There's Mommy again, on all fours, being pounded in the ass by that gross, disgusting, 12-inch, big, black dick. And she's all like, "Oh, fuck, you're so much bigger than my husband. Pound my cheating cunt some more!"
You're getting harder, Daddy.
Does it turn you on that Mommy's been a cheating cunt?
You want me to suck it? I'll want $20 more for that. Because otherwise, there's no way I'd put that gross pedophile cock anywhere near my mouth.
Okay, at least I'll be able to get this over with faster. Here I am, innocent 13-year-old sweet little girl, about to give head to a complete stranger in the public toilet.
Okay, you got me on that one. I'm not sweet or innocent at all. I guess you could say I'm a self-absorbed, conceited, cock-sucking, money-hungry middle school cheerleader. But could you at least wipe off some of that lube now? It's a good thing I purchased flavored lube.
Oh, Daddy, thank you for letting me suck your gorgeous cock. I'm so lucky to have a dirty old pedophile stare at my bouncy tits and ass while I'm cheerleading. Of course I'm good at this. I got plenty of practice spying on Mommy doing this to strange men, after all. Yeah, one guy comes in her mouth, and she starts sucking off the other guy without even missing a beat. Maybe a minute or two later, she lets the cum from the first guy drool onto the second guy's shaft. Mommy loves jousting multiple cocks and playing with cum. Ooh, you think you're ready to shoot? Don't get any on my uniform. I don't want to have to take it to the dry cleaner again. Go ahead, pedophile. Aim it right at my adorable 13-year-old underage face. I'll give you all the encouragement you need to get this over with already.
My daddy is a pedophile. My daddy is a pedophile. My daddy's a chronic masturbator.
Ew! Oh, ropes of semen gushing out. Ugh. Oh, you're making a mess all over my gorgeous 13-year-old face. I'm disgusted, and it's actually turning you on more? Yuck! Ugh. You got some in my hair! Oh, and it's so fucking stinky and thick! What the hell did you eat for breakfast this morning anyway?
I knew that would push your buttons. So, see you same time next week? Remember to bring your wallet!